You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It's Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mehenti. Thanks for spending part of your morning with us. We know you have a ton of options, and we love that you are spending a few minutes with us on the day the NBA fans love. The playoffs begin on ESPN quadruple header, 1:30 Eastern. Let's introduce you to the fellas.
No, we're not going to introduce nothing yet. I'm just going I got a text from somebody
asking
me.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Asking me, why is Zubin dressed like Mr. Rogers?
Fred Rogers is a legend. You guys
Hello,
got kids.
Friend.
They are going to be watching Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, no, my kids.
A lighter skinned Mr. Rogers, I would tell you this.
I'm good on Mr. Rogers. I don't like all this.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Didn't feel right.
If you're watching on ESPN News, I actually think I look good with this sweater vest and this collared shirt. But
that's the problem, Zubin. That's the problem.
No, it's all good.
I like it, though. I like the look for you. I like the look
for you. You can rock that.
Make it work, Zubin.
You can pull that off.
Here's the bottom line. If you hear these two voices, you probably saw them play. You remember them. My man, Keyshawn Johnson, ran out of the tunnel at the Rose Bowl. My man, Jay Williams, ran out of the tunnel at Cameron Indoor Stadium. I took the Lincoln Tunnel to work today. That's where my contributions come in. Holland Tunnel on the way home.
Full of money running out of Cameron. Anyway,
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing is not a good way to describe the NBA play-in game. Because it was all or nothing. The Blazers took care of the Grizzlies on Saturday. They got themselves the 8 seed. They got Keys Lakers coming up tomorrow, 9 Eastern. That'll be game one of that series. That'll be the fourth game of the quadruple header on Tuesday. We got the quadruple header today on ESPN. So Damian Lillard carried them through the bubble. He was the bubble MVP. Jay was singing his praises. CJ McCollum was actually the guy that did the big game on Saturday. And then Melo, of all people, hit the dagger three as we get ready for Melo and LeBron. Who would have thought again in 2020 in the playoffs? But an underrated factor was Yusuf Nurkic. He had missed a ton of time with a broken leg. And I'll be honest with you, the kid had a broken heart. His grandmother died of the coronavirus just a couple hours, in fact, before tip-off. And he played because he said his grandmother would want him to play. Here is Yusuf Nurkic on this day that saw the Blazers come up with a history-defining win in the NBA playoffs, first play-in game ever, and the news that his grandmother had died of COVID-19.
I don't have much to say about it. I think I didn't want to play. I think she made me play, I guess. Personally, I'm not going to play tonight, but just being in the locker room, you don't want to get shoot any ball out there, warm-ups and stuff, but I think I already came, did all those decisions to stay here and be with the team, so might as well. I think she wanted me to play, so I'm glad we win and win the playoffs where we came for.
It might be a little difficult to hear if you're watching us on ESPN News. He was obviously out there with the mask on, but you could kind of hear the solemn nature in his voice. And Jay, as you were listening to that, you kind of pointed at me and say, I want to say something here. I mean, pretty poignant moment here in the NBA.
Watching that after the game, Key, it really made me miss family. It made me miss being on a team. CJ gave Nurkic such a big hug. You saw while they were all kneeling before the game, Dame Lillard put his left hand on Nurkic's knee saying, I got you, brother. It's going to be okay. Having that type of support in that moment when you go through a loss just reminds me of how special sports really are and how for you and I, there are safe havens. It's a place where you can go release your frustration, release your sorrow, your anger, whatever emotion that you're having that night or that day, that is your temple. And for him to have 21 points, 22 rebounds, 6 assists in a monumental game after suffering an injury and being out the whole year and coming back, it's just so happy for him as a person.
As you know, sometimes when ones go through tragedy or things of that nature, you focus in a little bit more for whatever reasons that is. Because much like you said, that's your safe haven. You go in, you're in inside those white lines with your teammates. You're in that locker room with your teammates. And those are the people that you're communicating with. You're bonding with them at that point in time. And you know that they got your back. I'm sure, you know, throughout the whole entire process, there was communication that was going on, and they was telling him, you just do the best you can. And his best was what he put out last night for them.
No question about it. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, or Mr. Rogers. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil.
I just got to get your red sweater, though.
Performance line, Won't You Be My Neighbor, Jay. Justin Fields will be our neighbor here in about 5 minutes when he joins us to talk about one of the biggest stories that could affect the college football season moving forward. Once again, that's Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mehenti with Justin Fields in 5 minutes. We talked about off the court, Nurkic, how emotional it is. You guys talked about it. I mean, people are living and dying with their teams, but you guys are, you got the priorities right. I mean, we got it. But on the court, Jay, as a member of NBA Countdown, as a guy that says the Blazers could give the Lakers a huge run for their money, make it game six, make it game seven, make Key's biggest nightmare come true, what kind of impact can this guy have? I think we know about what the other guys can do, but take us inside this talent.
Well, huge. And I'll tell everybody, last night for about 45 minutes to an hour, which I thought was so gracious of him to give me his time, I spoke to Adam Silver about a lot of these different things. And one of the issues that we talked about was about, will the play-in game be something that the NBA will do moving forward? Mm-hmm. And he said, I sure hope so. And he thinks it's a great idea. They'd love to do it. Obviously, they have to negotiate that with the NBAPA. But he's like, you know, Jay, think about this. You have a team like Portland, you know, or any team hypothetically that maybe has injuries that happen throughout the course of the year where they're not able to be at full strength.
Golden State,
other example too that he used. And he said, you know, think about a team like Portland that then gets healthy, getting Zach Collins back, getting Nurkic back. And then think about what that matchup is. He's like, not to negate the matchup that it could have happened with Memphis and the Lakers, but Portland was a team last year that went to the Western Conference Finals, to the finals. And Dame and CJ, Nurkic, like what that star power is going to be on the court. And then he used the Warriors example as well. Imagine what the Warriors' tactics might have been if they knew there was going to be a playoff game. A play-in game scenario, Key. You know, would they have rested Stephen a little bit more? Maybe would they have gotten Klay Thompson back off that injury? Just the strategy and the positioning that you can do if you know at the end of the season it's going to be a play-in scenario.
And it is that I think they should run it, you know, Z, from here on out.
Yeah.
I think that they should look at it for next year. You know, you look at it, you say to yourself, what are the economics in doing it? But teams like Golden State, even to a degree, Brooklyn, I mean, you get, maybe you could have gotten KD back.
Exactly.
Who knows? Those sort of situations come up. But the interesting thing on the court, though, Portland is going, the backcourt's going to give the Lakers some run for their money. There's no question about it. But when I look at Nurkic, although he had a great game last night, we got three bigs we can run at him. If we decide.
It sounds like you're worried about
Portland.
It sounds a little bit like you're worried about him.
If we decide to move AD to the five at times, we can run him at him. Dwight Howard, we can run him. JaVale McGee, we can run him. They only have that one big.
Okay, I'm
right?
just saying.
And so when you run in different, you know, when you run in different people up at somebody and they're seeing different body types, yeah, it's a little bit different.
Well, Frank Vogel's known for his defense. And I think one of the first things you'll see is Alex Caruso will take on the challenge of guarding Dame Lillard. And I think that they're going to blitz him off all pick and rolls. What blitzing means is they're going to double team him. So that big, if he's setting, because he does a lot of pick and rolls with Nurkic. It's a high volume of pick and rolls with Nurkic. So that big guarding Nurkic, if that's JaVale McGee, that's Dwight Howard, that's Anthony Davis, they're going to have to guard the likes of Dame Lillard. So you're not always going to get the matchups that you think you're going to get.
AD, to a point, I'm okay with him moving his feet.
That's fair.
Right? I mean, he played guard a while back in high school, but he's still so athletic. I'm safe with him to a degree being able to catch him at the top of the key and go down with him.
The real question is, can guys like Deion Waiters, guys like J.R. Smith, can they defend these wings? KCP too, you know, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Can they defend the likes of a CJ McCollum? Can they chase him around things? Can they be diligent defensively and be disciplined? That's going to be a major question for guards who are a little bit older and may not have that much playoff experience.
The operative number for the Lakers is 10. This is the first time in 10 years they have won 50 games, believe it or not. This is the first time.
Watch out.
It's incredible.
I got a couple more. Here comes the shrapnel. This is the first time in 10 years they're looking to win the NBA title. And this is the first opportunity for LeBron to make his 10th appearance in the NBA Finals as we go from A to Z.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
And we got a little breaking news from the NFL right off the top. The Washington football team has appointed Jason Wright as their new team president. It's a historic hire. Breaking this morning, courtesy of Adam Schefter, he becomes the first black president of an NFL team. He'll be responsible for leading the organization's business divisions, including operations, finance, sales, and marketing. He was a former NFL running back. One more thing for the Washington football team. In an amazing story, the team has officially activated Alex Smith from the physically unable to perform list. That's the list you might see on your phone when you're reading stories. He's back after a devastating leg injury that almost had his right leg amputated. Tibia, fibula, blown up. We'll talk about it with...
He's better than me.
Washington legend Joe Theismann coming up at 9 a.m. Eastern. He actually suffered the exact same injury. Key said earlier, just get me healthy and I'll walk away. And the debate over who's the greatest heavyweight fighter in mixed martial arts has long ranged. It might be over, ooh, at least ooh, for now. Ooh. Stipe over Cormier.
See, I can't, I'm good.
People were killing Cormier last night, saying he had that Forrest Whitaker eye.
He did have a torn cornea in the fight, if you're wondering what that's
Man,
all
that
about
dude
for
got
Jay.
Killed. K-I-L-T.
K-I-L-T. K-I-L-L-E-D with Key and Jay watching blow-by-blow action on ESPN News. We're showing you the video. You can always catch us on ESPN News as well. The biggest story in all of sports this weekend was Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields essentially saying, I want Big Ten football back, and I want it back now. I have a petition. 200,000 people have signed it, and we want the Big Ten to bring it back after postponing the season last Tuesday. Justin Fields joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Good morning, Justin. The first thing I want to ask you, I'm going to give you on this show, Keyshawn, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mehenti, a direct line to Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, the NCAA's chief medical officer, Dr. Brian Hanline, and your own athletic director, Gene Smith. If any of those people are listening, what do you want to say to them right now?
My biggest message to them would just really just to get them to realize how bad our players want to play, and just the guys that, you know, the guys that have come back for their fifth year, sixth year, come back off of injury. I think that we owe it to those. To those guys the most. I've just seen behind the scenes and all the work that they've put in and how much they really care about it. And I also believe all the coaches and all the parents, players want us to play, and they all feel safe with the guidelines Ohio State has set. So I just think that's the biggest message I'd like to get out to them.
Justin, how did you decide to put out the hashtag we want to play petition?
It's a little movement by a bunch of college football players. So I talked to Trevor not too long ago, Trevor Lawrence, about this movement, and it was really just a movement we wanted to get behind and just get college football unified and kind of just get a big movement going. So, you know, we just have one voice and we have one, I guess, name, sort of say. So we just kind of wanted to come together and just have a voice so we would the people who are making decisions can hear our voice, and we can, talk to them and communicate with them.
Justin, I love the way you lead. And as you know, leaders sometimes have to answer some pretty difficult questions. So I have a difficult question for you. We All don't right. have a lot of long-term data on what happens with COVID. So say mm-hmm. in 3 or 4 years from now, you have some kind of prolonging lung issue. Will it be worth the risk for you to play this season if you don't have that data, if you can't answer those type of questions? How do you evaluate that?
I think COVID brings a risk to everybody, but a question that I'd like to ask you is, would we be more safe on campus playing football or off campus, just doing whatever? I think COVID, you can contract it anywhere in the store, But me personally, I feel more safer at the facility, around my teammates, knowing my teammates are going to get tested twice a week. And that's kind of the safest environment for me and my teammates, in my opinion. So I would have to argue that being at the facility for me and my teammates are more safer than just being out and about in the community.
Justin, why is this petition so important to you, given the fact that you're probably going to be projected as a first-round pick in next April's draft? Why get involved in it at all right now?
Really, just my love for the game, my love for college football, and my love for my teammates in Ohio State. I've seen the guys, like I said, battle back from injuries, and I've seen how hard our coaches have fought for us to play. So really just for them, and just my love for the game.
Justin, I just want to commend you real quick. That question I asked, that's a really hard question. That's a question that a lot of people are struggling with as far as sending their kids to school and things of that sort. And I commend you for the way you lead. How are you and other star players staying aligned for, you know, We Are United and things of that sort as it relates to, you know, being firm and, you know, actually understanding that you guys are the product on the field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think we're finally now realizing how big of a voice we have. And I think, you know, COVID and you know, delaying the season or canceling the season, I think that hasn't sit well on a lot of, you know, college football players around the country. So I think this situation is not only making us realize that we have a voice in college football, but it's also bringing us together in terms of, you know, making one voice and becoming more powerful together. And that's shown, I guess, over the past few weeks or so across social media. So I think it's a great thing.
Justin, how do you think how do you feel the conference handled the decision, the council? Would you have rather them wait like the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 to make that decision?
Yeah, I think if the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 all think that they can have a, you know, season safely, then I don't see any reason why the Big Ten can do the same. Like I said earlier, I think what we're doing at Ohio State is very safe, and I think if we can get everybody on the same track in the conference, I think that'll be a safe way to actually conduct the season.
We are being joined by Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields on Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mehenti here on ESPN Radio. I know Coach Day has been just as fervent about wanting to play as you have, your head coach Ryan Day. What kind of conversations have you guys had recently, Justin?
The last conversation I had was with him was pretty much about, like, you know, that he's fought for us very hard for us to play the season. And, you know, our athletic director, Gene Smith, has also fought very hard. But I haven't really talked to him about the petition. It was kind of a thing that was, just self-inflicted. But I just know Coach Day and all of our coaches have been pretty much fighting for us to play, you know, whether it's in the spring, whether it's in the fall. I just know that they've been putting countless hours into, you know, phone calls and just talking to everyone they can to just, you know, have a season. So I know it's important to him, and it's definitely important to the players. So that's just what we want to see done right now.
A lot of people are talking about player safety. Can you give us some insight into what some of the protocols are in place at Ohio State that mm-hmm. makes you feel that way?
Yes. Yeah, so right now we're on a schedule to get tested twice a week. So those days are usually Mondays and Thursdays. And usually when we're in the building, we have to wear a mask. The only times we don't wear a mask is, of course, during practice and when we're working out. But during meetings, during when you're walking around the hallway, you have to have a mask on at all times. And right when we get in the building, they check our temperature. And then they ask us a list of questions to see if we been around anybody who we think has had COVID or recently have had COVID. So I think just, you know, all of those things that we have to go through and that whole process that we have to go through, I think it really just brings a sense of security around everyone. And I think everybody feels safe there.
Justin, we know how you feel about playing. How has the reaction been with other players though?
The players, of course, they see the movement and they, I guess, encourage it. But what they really want to see is just a season happen. I mean, it's just, I think it really hasn't hit the players yet that we're not playing. But I think if we're sitting at home, you know, watching the other conferences play, I think that's going to hit somewhere down deep. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't hurt that much until, like, you realize that you're not playing. But I think the players don't realize how much it's going to affect them once they see other conferences and other schools playing, and we're just sitting at home.
Do you think
not doing anything,
Justin? I know that you guys want to play and everything, but don't you think the argument right now should be about not only your safety and your health, but also your name, likeness, and image, and getting the money, and not being treated like professional athletes and not being paid?
I think that is another big conversation, but you know, for me right now, that's really on the top of my list. The top of my list has always been playing football. So, name, image, and likeness. You know, when I came to play college football, I knew that wasn't going to happen. Of course, times are changing now, and there might be guys out there that need to support my family. But my family and I, we've been financially stable for my whole life. So, really, the biggest thing for me is just to be able to play the game I love, and that's really just my main concern right now.
There were 200,000 people that signed Justin Fields' petition. The Ohio State quarterback is joining us this morning, but it was started by one man, and that was Mr. Fields himself. This is some really great insight. This is a story that's not going anywhere. Justin, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin here on ESPN Radio. Really appreciate the perspective and the courage, my man. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me, and everybody who's listening, please go on my Twitter and sign the petition, and the link is also in my Instagram bio. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Yeah, go no Bucks. Doubt about it. You can go to his Twitter feed and make sure you sign that if you truly believe what he is all about.
Zubin, can I say this real quick?
Sure,
my mom and dad graduated from The Ohio State University. I watch them play all the time. I am blown away with how impressive Justin Fields is. You know, I know, Key, you and I have our own feelings about players playing and safety and things of that sort. But, you know, for a player his age to come on national radio, national TV, and articulate his perspective that way, you couldn't ask for a better individual. So impressive.
I want to just mention his Twitter. He did say if you want to go there and support him, so why not give the Twitter address out? This is a little bit strange. It's Justin Fields, just without the I in Justin, right? So it's J-U-S-T-N Fields. Justin Fields without the I in Justin, if you want to go there. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by Indeed. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. They'll even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply. The biggest takeaway for me, he's right. If the Big 12, SEC, and ACC are playing, and these dudes are watching them dudes play, it's going to be painful. Still to come, much more reaction to what we just heard from the Ohio State stud quarterback, and we'll bring in the one and only Stephen A. Smith into the discussion.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Justin Fields is a high-impact player. There is no doubt about that. Heisman finalist led Ohio State to an undefeated regular season. Last year, he'll be a first-round draft pick. He joined us earlier this morning on Keyshawn Johnson, J. Will, and Zubin Mehenti, presented by Progressive Insurance. He joined us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And straight out of the gate, I simply asked him, what would be your message if you could talk? You want this season back. You got a couple hundred thousand people behind you. What would be your message to the Big Ten and the commissioner, Kevin Warren, who was the guy that postponed it all?
My biggest message to them would just really just to get them to realize how bad our players want to play and just the guys that, you know, the guys that have come back for their fifth year, sixth year, come back off of injury. I think that we owe it to those guys the most. You know, I've just seen behind the scenes and all the work that they've put in and how much they really care about it. And I also believe all the coaches and all the parents, players want us to play. And they all feel safe with the guidelines Ohio State has set. So I just think that's the biggest message I'd like to get out to them.
That was Justin Fields on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. To hear the whole interview, our podcast is going to drop a little later today. He had some really interesting and noteworthy news-making items. So again, check it out on our Twitter feed or check out the podcast later today. We're going to bring in the number one opiner in sports, Stephen A. Smith. He joins us, of course, First Take, airing 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN. His pre-First Take is with us today here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Stephen A., so much to get to, but I want to start with Justin Fields. You heard what he just said going directly at the Big Ten. Your thoughts on this guy, one man leading a charge of a couple hundred thousand to try to bring back college football to his conference?
Well, first of all, the first order of business before I even get into Justin Fields is to congratulate the three of y'all on your new morning show. Wishing you nothing but the best moving forward, Keyshawn. I mean, I could get on the outfit, but I won't because you're my brother.
Jay, Will,
you talking about Zubin sweater and all of that stuff, but we'll get to y'all another time in the wardrobe stuff. But I just wanted to say congratulations and nothing but the best of y'all because I know y'all going to wreak havoc, wreck shop, do what you do. Now let me get to Justin Fields. Here's the deal about Justin Fields. First of all, I appreciate his position. I truly, truly do. I think the most profound argument he made was making the argument that you might be safer on campus playing football than you would be out in society if you didn't have football to rely upon. Everything else he said, I can appreciate his passion, where his heart lies. But what they have to understand, what everyone, all of us have to understand, your feelings can't matter when it comes to a pandemic. Now, when you make sensible arguments as to you being in a safer environment playing the sport than you would be if you were not playing the sport, that is a profound argument to take into consideration. But to have a petition and to really, really evolve it around, this is where your heart lies. We want to play. With all due respect, that's not good enough. And the reason it's not good enough is because of the impact you could potentially have on the lives of others who may not share your passion, who may not even be playing football, but you could potentially contaminate if in the event you end up testing positive for the coronavirus. That's what's at issue here. And so for me, I think he makes a profound argument in terms of we would be safer if we were playing than if we were not playing. That argument I want to hear. I don't want to hear an argument from anybody, and I mean anybody, football players, administrators, executives, pundits on television, whatever. I don't want to hear the argument that we're passionate about this. Our feelings are involved. That don't have anything to do with the pandemic. Pandemic don't give a damn about that. That's what everybody needs to recognize. It's about safety, and whatever's best is what should be done.
Well, and for me, Stephen A., out west, the Pac-12 conference, when they made the decision to – postpone their season, their fall sports, I'm all for it. I stand up and say good for the Pac-12 and the Big Ten right at the time for doing it because the safety and the health and the well-being of others is way more important than worrying about the bottom line in television revenue and empty stadiums. So I certainly agree with you as far as that goes. What do you make of the SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC still trying to push forward, though?
Well, I'm going to make the argument again. If somebody like a Justin Fields is making the argument that, you know, in the end, what this comes down to is that we're safer playing football than we are not playing football, I'm going to listen to that because there are people that may believe that. You've got folks in the SEC, the Alabamas, the LSU of the world with Ed Orgeron and others who have spoken about this and they talk about, you've seen the letter from Harbaugh at Michigan talking about how, you know, the testing has taken place and the limited number of positive tests. And as a result, we consider the environment safe enough, et cetera, when he was pushing for the Big Ten not to make the decision that they made. I don't ignore the impact of economics playing a significant role either, Key, because even though obviously safety is paramount, Jay Williams and I have discussed this on First Take on numerous occasions. We can't ignore the economic impact, the fact that there are people in our society that are willing to take a risk because they don't want their life, their quality of life, to evaporate before their very eyes. You can't wait at home for a check from the government and think that that's going to take care of you. It's not. What do you do with the rest of your life? Those are the kind of things that I understand. That's an economic decision. To me, an economic decision is more important than a decision based off of passion. If I could lose my home, if I don't have a way to pay my bills, if I don't have a way to sustain or elevate my quality of life, to some people, that is death. We might not view it that way, of course, but to a lot of people, particularly people from disenfranchised communities, they're going to have that mentality. Nobody's going to sit at home and starve waiting for a vaccine. But to me, that's an entirely different argument than we're passionate about this game. We just want to play. We believe that we should have the right to make our own decision. Not when you could contaminate other people. It's not that simple. And that's the distinction that I'm making.
Last thing for the one and only Stephen A. Smith. You just tweeted out to your 5 million Twitter followers your thoughts on the Washington football team hiring Jason Wright as their team president, becoming the first black president of an NFL team. He's a former NFL running back for the Falcons, the Browns, and the Cardinals. He has a very distinguished business career. Key and Jay are a little skeptical on exactly why this hire happened.
Well, what else is new, Zubin? What else is new? That's why they're the new stars of the morning show, because these guys give new meanings to skepticism. I mean, I thought I was bad.
So
Key and Jay, I mean, so there's something else. I mean, there's something else right now. Let's be real. First of all, Daniel Snyder. We know what the hell is going on here. You know what? Obviously, the Redskins name, you didn't care for years. Dating back to 2013, you swore you would never change the name, even though it was obviously offensive to Native Americans. And ultimately, you were compelled to do so because people that you're in business with basically threatened not to do business with you. And they were encouraging other business partners not to do business with you unless you changed the name. So that obviously forced your hand, and that had something to do with it. You look at the situations with the women working for the Redskins, and obviously what the Washington Post revealed, that was a bit compromising as well. And so when you look at it from that perspective, he's clearly made inroads, to try and change his imagery. He's tried to change the Redskins imagery. And with this guy, Jason Wright, I don't know anything about him. I was watching y'all show earlier. University of Chicago, obviously a highly respected school, a successful businessman, black president. My issue with Jay and Key is this. The hell with Daniel Snyder's intent. The hell with giving him the benefit of the doubt. I don't care if no one gives him the benefit of the doubt. All I care about is this. Is the person that you hired, Mr. Jason Wright, is he going to be empowered to diversify your staff, to hire other minorities within the organization? If that answer is yes, who gives a damn? It is what it is. If we had to measure the true intent and the true motivation,
if that answers a yes, Stephen A., if that answers a yes, that's a big if considering Daniel Snyder. Just saying, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Wait a minute. Jay Williams, it's nice to hear from you, bro.
It's good to hear from you too.
Number two, you just finished saying if. My point is, you couldn't even question if he were not there. He's there now. And so if he's going to have, because he's there, one would surmise or at least hope he's going to have the power to employ others.
That's right.
The big picture.
No, that's right.
No question.
That's
Stephen right. A., we'll see you this morning, 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN for First Take. Really appreciate you joining us here on day one. Thank you, my man.
All right, y'all.
Don't run too wild in my streets out there now.
Still to come. A lot is different. Brady's gone, but one thing remains the same in New England. Bill Belichick's still there. And he will join Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next on ESPN Radio and the Sirius XM app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Cam and the Pats, it's a sports marriage. Most marriages are made of love. Sports marriages are marriages of convenience. We need you. You need me. Let's keep it together as long as it's mutually beneficial for both of us. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. In moments, we will have Bill Belichick, the six-time Super Bowl champion, join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Key, you've got a good relationship with Coach Belichick, who will join us in a bit.
I don't even know where to start with it.
He doesn't do a lot of media.
If I should say Bill or Coach. That's what I'm sitting here
coach
saying to
myself.
You won't say Bill.
I don't know if I should say Bill or Coach.
You should say Bill.
See, because if we had dinner, I would say Bill at the dinner table, right?
Who picks up the check for dinner? Who picks up the check?
Last time we went, he did.
He did?
Yeah, last time
we went. That's what's up.
Okay. Yeah. Now the question
is. That's when you call
him
Coach. You say, thank you, Coach.
Real quick before Bill comes on here, because he'll never answer this question. Stidham have any chance to start?
No.
Are you sure? Can you be more definitive than that?
Well, I mean, obviously he has a chance, but he's not going to beat out Cam Newton. There's no way. Bill didn't sign Cam Newton to be a backup. Although Bill would suggest that Cam needs to do everything, which is true.
To earn it.
No, to earn it. He's not going to give it to you, wink, wink. But at the same time, Cam knows that. The players around him know. We all know who the better player is. If Cam stays healthy, it's not even close.
Are they your pick to win the division? You're going with Buffalo?
If Cam is a starter. Yeah, if Cam is a starter. Okay.
He's 31 years old. He missed 15 games last year. He hasn't played great really since the middle of 2018. Some of the detractors will tell you, if you look at his MVP season.
But see here, I'm going to stop you right in your tracks.
Okay, stop it.
I get tired when people say he hasn't played well since 2018. The dude played one and a half games last year.
Last year, missed
15
games.
So don't even count that season. You know what I'm saying? Like, people try to count 2019. Don't even count it.
Here's something the critics say, though. He won the MVP in 2015. Panthers were 15-1, went to the Super Bowl. The critics will say he's never had a season close to that before or after. Could it be an aberrational season for Newton? Could that have just been, that was amazing?
No, I think for the most part, you look at the weapons that he was around. He didn't have great weapons, nor did he have great offensive minds other than Norv Turner.
Speaking of great offensive minds, great defensive minds, Bill Belichick, the six-time Super Bowl champion, is here. We've got a Super Bowl champion on the set, my man Keyshawn Johnson, and I'm going to let you take it away, Key, with an all-time NFL legend.
Morning, Coach Bill B.
Morning, Keyshawn. How you doing? It's been a little while, but it's great to hear your voice. Congratulations on the show here, and I know you're going to provide a lot of great insight for the fans and even the people in the league. Nobody knows what's going on more than you do.
Thanks a lot, man. Hey, how we know that you're a detailed coach and your preparation is extremely important. How has the pandemic affected you in the offseason with preparation, getting ready for this year?
Well, we had a lot of Zoom meetings. I swear, I've spent a lot of time in front of the computer screen on WebEx and those meetings, and it's, you know, it's a way to, you know, get a lot of information to our players. We didn't have as many team meetings. We had a lot of, you know, positional individual meetings. I just think those were more effective ways to communicate. But yeah, we had some bigger group meetings, you know, especially on some, you know, important subjects that everybody needed to be involved in. But I'd say the individual instruction and communication was extensive, more than what we normally would have. The gap is obviously on the field and you know, playing fundamentals and team execution. So we're starting to catch up on that. But the, you know, and of course the in-person interactions and, you know, being able to, you know, be around somebody on a daily basis in the locker room or in the dining room or on the field and really get to know their personality and all that. It's a little different than what it is on the WebEx calls, but that's what our opportunity was. And so we did things there to try to get to know each other, but it's certainly been enhanced in the last, 3 weeks here since, you know, we've all come to Foxborough. So, you know, it's the process a little bit different than what it normally is, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
For the first time in 20 years, you have a different star quarterback in your locker room. How has that been working with Cam Newton?
Well, all the quarterbacks have been good. Key, you know, Brian Hoyer's, you know, got the most experience of any of our quarterbacks in our system. And, you know, Jarrett Stidham's really coming on here in year two. He got a, you know, great year last year in terms of, you know, learning and, you know, personal and technique development at the position. And Cam's been, you know, a late addition, but, you know, he's brought a lot of energy and obviously playing experience to our room. And for him, it's, you know, catching up on the specifics of the Patriots, you know, system, terminology, and so forth, which, you know, he's worked extremely hard at. So, you know, and Brian Lewerke's is a, you know, a college free agent quarterback that's, you know, also in the room and, you know, is a developmental type player as well. So, you know, it's a good group. And, you know, we really haven't had a lot of competitive opportunities. We really haven't had any. That'll start, you know, I'd say probably in a couple days here once we, you know, get into padded practices and so forth where we can really go out there and compete. But spend a lot of learning, a lot of, you know, getting comfortable running plays multiple times in a controlled setting. So we'll be in position to go out there and start running them competitively against our defense and evaluate how the players perform. But they've all been great. And as I said, Cam, who I just haven't had any experience working with Cam, but he works extremely hard. He puts a lot into it, as do Jarrett and Brian. So it's a really hard-working, competitive room.
Coach, real quick, I wanted to ask you, how do you react to this narrative that people keep spewing out that, you know, how is Coach Belichick going to prove himself this year without Tom Brady being on the field?
And, Coach, we got to be real quick here, about 30 seconds, if you could.
Yeah, you know, I really don't pay too much attention to, you know, what everybody else out there is thinking. I just try to come in here and do a good job, get our team ready to play and, you know, compete and see if we can win. So, you know, whatever anybody else thinks, they can think. I can't control that, but I'll control how we coach and try to get our team to perform well.
Coach, thanks. We'll see you against the Dolphins, we hope, on September 13th. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. All right. Go get number seven for me.
All right. Appreciate it, Key. Always good to talk to you. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin reminding you to check out ESPN Audio at Home by telling Alexa to play news from ESPN. ESPN Audio at Home, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van to find out how far an extra mile really goes. Customization and service. Mercedes-Benz Vans, ready for anything. Much more Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.